What's up, you guys? Welcome back to Tending to the Badass Momcast. I am your host, Sheena, and I thank you so much for joining on and listening in. This is episode 2. We made it over the hump. This is our sophomore episode. I don't know if that's something you should celebrate, and we'll laugh when we're at like episode 1,000. But we're going to celebrate every single episode. Every single episode, we're here to learn, we're here to grow, and we're here to listen to me talk about myself for like 45 minutes. So I thank you so much for joining on. And yeah, thanks. Episode 1 was really fun. We talked about therapy. If you didn't catch episode 1, make sure you start there. Like, 1 is always a great place to start. So let me know what you guys think about the episode, how therapy has impacted your life, if you are in therapy, and if you're not in therapy, how come? And let's talk through that. Make sure you are following us on social media at Tendin2, T-E-N-D-I-N, the number 2. And let's jump into episode 2. When I'm not recording for Tendin2, the Badass Momcast, I am running my small business, Sheenballa. Check out sheenballa.com for some unique custom pieces that help express your uniqueness and beauty. We specialize in custom jewelry that express you as a person, as a friend, as a lover, as whatever you want to be expressed as. So check us out at sheenballa.com and on all our social media pages, also at sheenballa. And check us out on Thursday nights for Thursday Night Vibe on Facebook. I was a little on the fence about what to talk about next after therapy, and even a little on the fence about covering this topic at all, but we're going to go ahead and jump into it. Men are trash and women are raccoons. So before you hit stop, before you unsubscribe from my podcast, understand that I do not subscribe to that, okay? And we're going to talk through it a little bit. And I want, especially my guys, to know first off that I love you guys to death. I am a mother of 2 beautiful sons. I am a big sister to 3 awesome, 4 awesome brothers, and the niece to some amazing uncles, and a friend to a host of amazing men. So let me start there. Sheena loves the guys, okay? So the idea that men are trash is something that has been pretty popular, especially on social media. And I think it is because of the Me Too movement. It is because of so many outlets that we have to talk about some of the things that have pained us, especially as women. So I'm not going to sit here and say I've never been affected, or even that I didn't subscribe at one point to the men are trash adage, that, you know, there have been so many things that have happened to me and to other women, and even to other men. Like, men can be crappy to other men too, you know? So I said, before I wanted to live a life of feminism, and before I wanted to just live, you know, secluded as a cat lady, I was going to figure out why, you know, I thought that myself at one point, and then why other people think that. So here's Sheena's idea of why we have the idea that men are trash. I don't even really like to say it. I don't want you guys to hear that in my voice. So I apologize for having to say it, but I think that it is something that you hear, and I think that it is something that absolutely needs to be addressed, but I want to be non-biased in me addressing it. So, all right, so boom. I am 36. I'm going to tell you guys how old I am every single time, okay? Just so you don't forget. Sheena got a little bit of age on her. And I have gone through quite a few experiences. So my first interaction, or my first thoughts of men, are the men in my family. My dad and I, as I grew up, I knew that he loved me, but we weren't really that close. He lived in a different state for quite some time, and him and my family were very close, but I wasn't all that close with him, and I'm the oldest child. So I wouldn't necessarily say that my dad was the epitome of a father figure, or even like a great man in my life. But my grandfather, my mom's dad, was. There was nothing that this man wouldn't do for me. I was his Sheena Boo, and he was my Daddy Herman. And even until his very last breath, he worked his entire life to take care of his family and to make sure that I knew that I was loved at the top of the food chain. So my initial experience with men and positive men in my life was my grandfather. He is who introduced me to church. He is who introduced me to family. And he was very big on my rights and my position and my privilege as a Black woman. There was never a situation or a time where I saw him put down another Black person or put down a Black woman. I've never seen him raise his voice at my grandmother or any of us. I have seen him get a little worked up once or twice. But we're talking about a very humble, very honorable man. He dressed like nobody. He was like, how he looked was very important to him. And he was very handy. Like, he was the cookie cutter perfect man. Like, when I think of a husband, I think of my granddad. So let me set that precedence. Like, I did not grow up in a situation where I thought, you know, men were terrible people. I was blessed enough to not have been in any bad situations with any of my family members. And that even goes on for me to say, like, when I think of the next amazing men that I was confronted with were my uncles. Like, the aunties are the big thing in the Black family. Everybody loves the aunties, and I don't think that the uncles get enough love. My uncles, every single one of them, I do not have any bad uncles. I do not have any uncles that I cannot say are the best people in my entire life. My uncles are the epitome of amazing. Every single one of them. One of my uncles is hilariously funny, and there's nothing he wouldn't do to sacrifice for his kids. One of my other uncles, he's hilarious too, now that I think about it. They all are pretty funny, but they all have poured into me in so many different ways. Like, I was their own daughter, and I can never, ever, ever repay them for that. And it has it really molded me to be the woman that I am. And it really set the expectation of the man that I would want in my life for myself and for my boys. And I would love for my boys to grow up with some of the characteristics that they have. So those are my experiences, you know, firsthand with the men in my life. On the flip side, I am the older sister to a younger brother. My brother and I are about a year and a half apart, and that was one of the first times that I realized that, like, not all guys are great. Now, I'm not speaking specifically to my brother, but when I think about his dad was the first time I was in a situation where he didn't want to be a part of his life. We learned early on that my brother and I weren't like full brother and sister, for lack of better words. Like, we had different dads. And my dad was very much involved in both of our lives. So I didn't, you know, once we learned that he was different, it still didn't change the relationship that he had with my dad. And even to this day, they call each other dad and son. There's no, you know, you would never know that there was a difference. But it made me realize that not all guys are great. Like, his dad made it very clear that he was not interested in a relationship with my brother, that he had his own family and do not interfere with that. And, you know, to don't bother him. So I, you know, that like really, you know, set like a thorn in my side, because this is my brother. I love my brother. And for someone to hurt my brother kind of bothered me. Moving along to some other situations that kind of darkened my view of some of the men in my life. I'm not going to go into specifics, but there are other situations where there was abuse, you know, mental, verbal, even sexual, that happened to me and to probably more people and more women that I know than I would want to. But you get into this mindset where you suppress it because I'm bigger than this. This wasn't my fault. This person was a bad person. And you hold on to those things for a very long time. However, they're dormant, but they're not invisible. Just like a volcano. You know, a volcano is still a very real volcano, even if it's not active, even if it is not, you know, bubbling over. There can be any given moment where it decides to wake up or something that triggers it. And then, bam, it's a volcano that has melted an entire city. So just like a volcano, you hold these things in and they mold and they make you. And these experiences are burned into your mind and they change how you are. They change what you think and they change how you view other people. So when you have the experience on top of things that you're living day to day, and then you add in the cool, for lack of better words, idea of social media, and you get to sharing experiences with other people. You get to see firsthand some of the abuse that happens to others. And then you get to see, you know, the guys talk negatively about women. It's like you can become inundated with the idea that, oh, these guys are bad guys. Like, all guys are bad guys. Even though you have good guys in your life, you become overshadowed in some kind of ways. And then you add in other women in your life. Not even you, me. There were other women in my life that were very big into, you know, men are trash. And it is like, you know, birds of a feather. So I kind of separated myself from that person because I found that I was constantly hating, and I did not like that. I'm not one to hate like that. So I separated myself, and I did reassess the situation, and I told myself I cannot subscribe to Men Are Trash simply because I know better. But I have two men. Jalen and Jackson are my two little men. And there's no way that I can raise them to be successful. There's no way that I can raise them to be loved and motivated and thrive in an environment where I feel like they are not anything more than perfect. There are challenges that I have as a mom, a single mom, raising two boys. So clearly I'm a mom. So the only thing I can be to them is mom. So we hear, you know, happy Father's Day to the moms that take care of the dads. And I just don't believe it. I'm not a father. There's nothing I will ever be to them that makes them a father, that makes me a father, excuse me. I will always be their mother, regardless of the sacrifices that I make. If I am putting in 100% to their care and their well-being, luckily I don't. Let me go ahead and pause this. Luckily I don't. My ex-husband is very, very, very active in my boy's life. He is a great dad to them, even as his own challenges growing up with his fathers. And I say fathers because he has an awesome stepdad in his life too. So learning what it's like to be a dad, because, you know, being a mom isn't something that you're born to do. You learn these things along the way. And I think that as a single mom, because we have the custodial opportunity to have the children in our home all the time, you get a very much more concentrated idea of parenting because you have to deal with every single aspect of the other person as the child. You have to deal with them financially. You have to deal with them spiritually, emotionally, mentally. You see everything. You do everything for them. However, that just makes you a mom. It doesn't make you a dad. Only a dad makes him a dad. Be it a good dad or a bad dad, they're still a dad. So I'm a great mom. There's nothing that nobody else can take away from that. But my boys have a great dad. And even me growing up, my mom and my grandparents raised me. And it was never, I'm your dad too. Like, no, you're my mom. My mom never said that. But it was just like, it just doesn't make sense to me personally to say that. Because you're not. You're mom. Uphold yourself and love yourself enough to say that I'm mom. And this is all the amazing things that happens to my child because of me being their mom. And I love them. And that's just that simple. So we get to the point now as an adult where I'm raising these two boys and I have to continually pour into them and continually affirm them and make sure that they know that they are loved. And I also have to affirm myself. I have to check myself in some scenarios. For example, last night we went to a fall festival thing, and Jackson and this little boy were playing, and the little boy's a little rougher than Jackson was, and Jackson kept falling. He kept getting frustrated, so he just wanted to cry and just like give up. And I wanted to just run and coddle him and say, oh my gosh, this little boy's being mean, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't. I was just like, get up, Because there are going to be things that knock him down, you know, emotionally, spiritually. There's going to be things that happen in his life that is going to run him over. And I'm not going to be able there to pick him up. I need to make sure that he is prepared physically. He is prepared mentally. He is prepared emotionally and spiritually for the things that are going to knock him down in every single aspect of his life. I will not always be there. And it's not my job to always be there. As parents, we have to learn to... know when to fold, know when to hold out, know when to run. You can't save your kids. You can't. You can train them. You can teach them. You can show them what respect looks like, but you cannot make every decision for them. If you do that, they'll never know what it looks like to make one for themselves. So that's just like one little mommy note from me to you. And that goes for moms, dads, grandparents, all of them. Let these kids fail. Let them know what failure looks like. Let them know what it looks like to disappoint you, and verbalize that. That shouldn't be your only conversation with your kids, but let them know, like, I am disappointed. My feelings are hurt by the actions that you're taking. You know, and it's not just because I'm your mom. I'm just another person that you have to interact with. So imagine me as your boss. Imagine me as your brother. Imagine me as your colleague, your partner, who is expecting something of you, and you're not holding up to that expectation. And that saddens me, because that means your own expectation of yourself is low. So imagine how you're impacting other people.
Hey, Wood, thanks so much for joining.
Hey, what's going on?
You guys, I am so happy to invite Wood to Tendin 2. So I will tell you guys a little secret. If you don't know me personally, Wood is actually my ex-husband. He's the boy's dad that I always talk about, that I speak so awesomely about. And I wanted to bring in a different perspective. So you guys would listen to me talk this entire time about men being trash and women being raccoons and all the things that surround that. So I wanted to get your opinion, Wood, on what do you think when you hear men are trash? When you heard me say men are trash, how did that make you feel?
That phrase, it used to trigger me. I'm not going to lie. Me being a man, you know, naturally, when I heard that, yeah, it triggered me. And I would take offense to it, you know, because it's such a general statement. So, I mean, what man would not be triggered by that statement initially, you know? But after over a period of time, you know, going back and forth with you and some of your friends who would say it, and then me taking the time to actually see the angles y'all were coming from. I mean, I'm not going to say I hate to admit it, but, you know, when it was all said and done, yeah. in the grand scheme of things, men are trash. Yeah, men are trash. We have some very trash characteristics about ourselves. Yeah, I will agree.
So do you think that you say that from your own experience as a person, or do you have friends that you would say, you know, do things that are trash? Because I, like I said, I don't want folks to hear me say that. It's only the topic, but I don't want it to be heard in my voice, the term men are trash. So there are things that, you know, men do and women that are, you know, less than reputable. So what are exactly some things that you would say, or what advice would you give to another man? So say one of your friends is acting trash or being trash. What would you say? What would your advice be?
I mean, honestly, you know, I don't like to be, you know, as they say, the pot calling the kettle black. So I try to steer away from, you know, if I can, unless it's just something that can't be overlooked, you know.
Steer away from the person or the situation?
The situation.
Gotcha. So you don't really want to be confrontational about it, because you feel like, you know, like holding them accountable kind of makes you accountable too, or, you know, I'm like you said, the pot calling the kettle black. So it's like, I have my own trash qualities. Who am I to call somebody out
exactly.
on there?
Exactly.
Okay, gotcha.
Exactly. So,
I understand.
You know, because nobody's perfect. No man, no woman is perfect, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, but like I said, certain things I will address. I refuse to overlook. But for the most part, yeah, if it's my motto is, if it's not affecting me, I stay away from it, you know? I don't involve myself with it. But with that being said, you know, you have single friends, then you have married friends.
Mm-hmm.
The trash qualities is kind of expected from your single friends. Now, when your married friends start to display those things, then yeah, you know, then you know, I'll at least pull my friend to the side, or I'll at least address it with my friend. You know, come on, bro. You know, like, you know, and. You know, when we were married, I would expect them to do the same with me.
Gotcha. Why does them being married make a difference? Is it more for their own personal, or is it how that person impacts the other person? Like, why would a girlfriend deserve less respect than a wife would in terms of being treated a certain way? Their feelings are the same.
I wouldn't say a girlfriend, you know, holds lesser value than a wife does, but I mean, you were married to me. You know how I view marriage.
True.
So, and I guess that's why, you know, I would take the time to say, because I view marriage very strongly. So,
mm-hmm.
and I mean, you know, girlfriends and boyfriends, they come and go, you know.
Gotcha.
And who's to say that situation is serious, or, you know, or not. So who am I to intervene? You know, a marriage, in my eyes, that's a bond, you know? So yeah, it's just the way I view marriage, or what, just a relationship.
Understood.
Pretty much.
Did you have anything else you wanted to put in, or any other experience you wanted to share?
You know, I mean, you know, with the men are trash, I mean, like I said, you know, one of my rebuttals to you guys back then when we used to talk about it, my take was, people are trash, because
mm-hmm.
both men and women have trash qualities about themselves. So, but, you know, men are trash seems to be, you know, that's the token phrase.
Right.
And, you know, it kind of sticks. But, yeah, I mean, me personally, I just say people are trash, you know. People are trash. I mean, when you say men are trash, I get it. I get it. But, you know, people are trash. People have trash qualities about themselves. Yeah.
Well, I surely appreciate you joining on with me. It is really fun to have someone else, and especially your opinion. When I was going through my men are trash phase, you and I were married. So even honestly, like the way you handled kind of me, like allowing me to work through that and to work through some of the issues that kind of exposed my thoughts to that, I appreciate that. And that's what led me back to, you know what, this is my environment. This is not how I actually think. But it also gave me the opportunity to start the process of healing some of the wounds that I did have. So I thank you so much for being open to me kind of working through that, and open to me learning more about myself, and then becoming stronger, even in standing up to myself against other people who kind of fed into the environment of men are trash, because we know better than that. But again, I just want to say thank you so much for joining. I love having your perspective. And hopefully this gives the listeners a different perspective and start some conversations in our own environments and our own situations. So thank you so much for joining.
No problem. Anytime.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay, so now we've gone through men are trash and how much we love them, and now we have to address the elephant in the room. Women are raccoons. The first time I heard this, I thought it was hilarious. And I was like, what in the hell would you call a woman a raccoon? But raccoons love trash. So if men are trash and women love them, then that means that women are raccoons. And I myself am a raccoon. I'm not even gonna lie. I'm going to go ahead and say, I love my guys, man. I love my guys. As a woman, I have loved me a many men. I have dealt with quite a bit because as women, our men are supposed to protect us and they're our security. And these are the things that you're taught as little girls that our guys should do for us. They shouldn't hurt us. So we continue to, I don't want to say put up, but you continue to deal with certain things because men feel a place in our lives. We love you. We know that, you know, nobody's perfect. We know that there are things that, you know, you have to kind of deal with because, you know, we aren't perfect either. So you got to deal with some stuff about me and I got to deal with some stuff about you. But it just seems uneven sometimes as a woman, what you will deal with and what you'll tolerate versus what a man will deal with or what they will tolerate. So I have gotten to the point where I recognize that I myself had to be more cognizant and aware of the relationships that I had and the way that I supported the men in my life, the way that I protected them, and even having to step back from people that were not a benefit to me and neither was I to them. So, you know, we're all, you know, it's all the craze of, you know, let go of toxic people. And that's absolutely the truth. But also let go of people when you're not being a benefit to them. Recognize when you're the toxic person, because there are some things that you may put into their lives, or even the relationship that you have with them is something that you're trying to work on with yourself, and they are just a part of the puzzle. So for me, there were some things that I was trying to heal in myself that I wasn't able to because there were people around me that had been a part of my life when I was hurting. So it was not necessarily that they were hurting me directly, but they kept me in a place where I personally was making the wrong decisions and making the wrong choices. So I had to separate myself from the experiences, but I also had to separate myself from them as well. And vice versa, there have been people that separate themselves from me. So there are going to be times where as women or as men that you have to do some self-reflection and you have to look at yourself and say, am I the trash here? Because I'm going to tell you what, there are a lot of hurt men too. This is not a situation where we're going to sit and say that men alone are trash, because there are a lot of trash qualities in the women. There are a lot of trash things because, like the old adage says, hurt people hurt people. And that hurt doesn't know a gender. That hurt doesn't know male, female, woman, man. Like, the hurt doesn't know. So taking the time to understand your own hurt, your own place, and that goes back to therapy. These are things that I'm learning in therapy too. So again, if you have not listened to that therapy episode, pause. Go listen to that and then come back. So now we know that, I know I talked like in detail about men and their plight and women and ours. What can we do to heal it? What can we do to move forward? One thing, again, is therapy. One thing I am doing right now is loving myself for myself and all the flaws that I have. And then recognizing that all people have flaws and that there have been things that I have had to build up within myself to get to the point where I can recognize where I need feedback, where I'm doing great at, what I should start, stop, and continue. In the corporate world, we have meetings called Start, Stop, and Continue. What's working great? What can we do to make things greater? And what do we need to stop doing because it's not working? So do a Start, Stop, and Continue with yourself. And with the relationships that you have with other people, consider what you're providing to someone else. Consider what place people hold in your life. So holding each other accountable. That's a whole different conversation, but we're going to have a little bit of it. Guys, it really helps when you have peer-to-peer talks. You guys talk to each other about basketball. You guys talk to each other about women. Talk to each other about each other. Be a friend if you're going to be a friend, but have those hard conversations. We always laugh because, you know, a girl might have something crazy on. I'm like, she ain't got no friends. But on the flip side of it, guys can do some crazy stuff, and you're like, this dude ain't got no friends. You know, are your friends really acting like that? Is that really, because your friends are a reflection of you, because remember, birds of a feather, yeah? So if you're not checking your friends on their behaviors, if you are, you know, silence is condoning, if you're not vocal about it, if you're not verbal in checking your friends, you know, maybe you shouldn't treat your person like this, or maybe you shouldn't say that about this, or, you know, maybe you should take care of your kids. You're not taking care of your kids. Like, hold your friends accountable. Simple as that. If you really, truly call yourself their friend, and if they call themselves your friend, then that is a conversation you should be able to have. And if you're not, you're probably not that person's friend. And that should be a conversation that you have, or completely sever ties with that person. So now that we've talked through all of that, I think that's it. I think that is where we're going to end this one. I think that we have poured out our hearts enough. But again, like, take this time to really reflect on the relationships you have with yourself first. You are first. Pour into yourself. No one else can pour into you like you can pour into you. Last but not least, love yourself. Love yourself enough to pour into yourself. I'm never going to stop saying that. Pour into yourself until you overflow. And then be mindful of where that overflow happens. And then in regards to this specific conversation, let that overflow be your children. Let that overflow be your partner, your significant other. So if you are a woman who is with a man and you subscribe to men are trash, have the conversation and say, you know, here is the men that have hurt me, and here are some of the reasons why. And allow yourself to work through that, because you can't love someone and think that they're trash. You can't love someone and generalize them in such a way. And think about what you're doing to that person's psyche. If I was with someone who constantly said that people like me are trash, that's just like a white person being married to a black person and then saying black people are trash all the time. You not trash, just everybody else. You're not going to believe that. And they're not going to treat you in a way that makes you feel that there is some difference. So, remember, love yourself. Love the person, the people that you're with. Allow your overflow to be positive. Allow your overflow to be something that is beneficial to you and anyone else that it touches. I will see you guys in episode 3. Thank you so much for joining. Share the podcast. Let me know what your thoughts are. Talk to me about what you feel are things that are important to you, how it impacts you. If you want to hear my opinion on something, if you want to join on the podcast, there'll be a point where I don't want to hear just myself talk. So be more than willing to jump in here with me. I'll be more than happy to jump in here with you guys. So I will talk to you all later. Subscribe to Tendin 2, TENDIN, the number 2, on our social media page, Twitter and Instagram. And I will talk to you guys later.